The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas.
I saw it, yes.
Glorious Bastard.
Let's talk bumper car with you.
I say glorious?
Yeah.
Glorious Bastards.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are back on another episode of Dumbfellas, the internationally known podcast that's been heard by dozens and dozens of people.
We are in triple number listens.
That means four dozen plus another five dozen. I'm Big Rich, your co-captain, along with four other people who I've not been able to shake from my life over the years.
Hello, guys. This is Joe Carney.
Oh, why do you sound so sad?
I'm not sad. It's just
that was kind of a mean thing that
he
did.
He doesn't want to be around us. Oh my God! I'm so. Anytime we get shirts,
we're
Greg at the Brown Bear
shirts.
Pub is giving us these
we're
awesome freaking
shirts.
We're gonna post the shirts on our Instagram.
That's right.
And who's in control of our Instagram?
Oh,
so far nobody, but it'll be me going forward. That is Shining Wizard.
Wow.
Can we count down again from five?
Oh my God.
I'm confusing podcasts. I'm so sorry. Kevin Grifo is here, ladies and gentlemen. You can also catch me on our sister show, The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, on the Shining Wizards Network. So, yes, Kevin Grifo was here.
Yeah, cool. Hey, welcome to the Bumper Podcast, everyone. It's
sorry,
me.
I had to do it.
God,
I had to do it. Bumper, I had to.
I know. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and I'm your best friend. You can find me. Is this the end of the show or the beginning?
No, just say hello.
No,
oh,
just
hi.
Say hello.
I had to because I fucked up.
And I'm KP Burke, and I'm the number five of the Dumbfellas, and we're all here tonight at Brown Bear Pub in West Orange, New Jersey. The owner stopped by, just gave us some free shirts to plug the shit out of this place with.
Beautiful.
Best wings I've had in all of New Jersey.
What kind did you have?
Beautiful. We did the maple buffalo was
no,
a good one.
I had maple.
You had sweet chili dog.
But
we
had, yeah, sweet
barbecue.
Chili.
You had
yeah.
sweet chili dog wings.
It's a
chili
well,
dog.
The bottom line is they have outstanding food here, and the owner's taking great care of us. Plied us with a couple too many shots. We got Natty drunk earlier in the night.
Now
we're just
starting.
We're figuring
now
it all
sleepy.
Out.
Now I'm tired.
Natty sleepy.
Natty was in the same room as Jameson, so he's not yeah. off.
He smelled it, and he's
getting good.
Oh, my God.
Now he gets tired.
Did you guys ever love
I'm
Jameson?
So excited, and now I'm
I
tired.
Went to college with a guy named Jameson, and he used to get me drunk, too. Guys, I've
this
read...
This isn't cough syrup.
...reviews of...
Is
I
this
smelled
NyQuil?
It the wrong way.
I've read reviews of the podcast, and they say they're sick of your pitiful Natty impressions.
Oh.
That's not my words.
You
that's
guys want to see my penis?
I just want to show you how many listens we have at this point.
All right.
What? At this very moment that's going on?
Let me see.
No, this isn't live.
Is
shut up,
live?
Kevin, Mr. 50,000.
No. I'm asking, is that... Oh, that's awesome.
That's total. That's with none of you promoting.
For the record, he just looked at Big Rich as the person who doesn't promote, and I will promote as soon as I believe in the product.
We're screwed.
There's so much
sad
truth
face.
Behind that. It's
I just
punched me in the face.
I just marked that section of audio because we all just. Blew that all out.
Yay. I'm sorry.
We can't help that we're all hilarious.
Hey, Rich.
Natty, when we get
no, that's the thing, Rich, is we all believe in you. Why can't you just believe in us?
It's because
well, I'm a realist.
Yeah, you guys like, need to
let me ask you a question. Nathaniel, when we were down in Atlantic City doing when we hit that show on St. Patrick's Day, all of us, and we downloaded all of the people yelling our names and saying, you just got Rich Face. Do you
yes.
have them?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't care that you haven't had any time to put in. I know you're working really hard. I just...
There's tons of content. You got to roll it out.
Stop.
Like a,
just, okay,
no,
man.
Like a no, sweet
I was,
hide a bed. Just got to roll it out.
I was looking for the...
I do have it.
I do. It's in my phone.
Maybe.
No, I was trying to figure out how to do a soundboard so that we can add that kind of action. Because Rich just has a dollar store.
It's been working,
wow,
though, hasn't it?
Way
it's
to,
a good
way
job.
To ruin
you know, Natty, it's not the production
the
quantity.
Magic.
It's the production quality. Do you
quality,
understand?
Yeah.
That's, you said
the heart
same
you,
words.
It's the heart
I said quantity and
it.
Quality.
You,
glorious.
You are such a glorious...
Glorious.
Oh, who sings that? Is that Jay-Z?
Bobby Roode?
No,
KP?
That's
the glorious.
Actually, it's funny that we mention Bobby Roode, who's a pro wrestler, because wrestling is actually the reason that all five of us know each other.
What?
Wow.
It's a true story.
That's not true.
That's not really true.
That's not true at all.
Absolutely
true. That's how we all know you, maybe.
It's yeah. gonna be May. Yes, it is.
That's, no, no. It's how KP knows us all.
Yeah.
That's how I got into this crew, man. It is amusing.
Because we were all wrestling.
Yeah. It was, right. All of us
rolling
were wrestling.
Rolling around like little bear cubs.
It was a mud wrestling pit. And we kind of met.
You were a bear. Remember, Natty? You had all your junk out.
I was trying to jump over a fence.
Oh, my God.
That's a reference
that story
to our
still
last.
Hurts me. A lot of those stories still hurt me.
A lot of callbacks, Natty. A lot of callbacks.
And that was last week.
All of a sudden, we just dropped it. Double listeners. Go ahead.
So, but yeah, that was Kevin's wrestling podcast is how I got to meet Kevin. And then that's how I got to meet Rich and then in turn Joe. And
who do you like more, honestly and truly? Like, if you had to choose right
pick
now.
Pick all of you?
Oh, why
yeah,
are
who
we
is
doing
your
this?
Favorite person?
This
is the worst idea
you
you've
want to
ever
do
had
this.
In your life.
Specific.
No, it's okay.
No, no, you guys laugh, but I know his order. He tells me constantly.
Well, he tells all of us constantly.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, on the phone, we're all his. Whoever's talking to him on the phone at that time,
I'm gonna
is
have
his
to say I
one.
Know.
No, I know.
No, I'm
not.
Gonna believe.
I know,
I'm gonna go to proximity.
I'm gonna believe.
I'm gonna have to say
order.
I'm last. Am I dead last? Am I dead last?
No.
Is Adam?
No.
No,
no.
At this table.
Adam's not
at this table.
But he counts.
He's
at here.
This table.
Next week, we're gonna put a cardboard cutout of Adam.
Hey. I know KP.
That will work very well in the audio medium that is podcasting.
But he'll be here. Why don't we hang up a picture of Geronimo like they did on Cheers? Remember,
I know,
Sam,
hey,
like we're doing Geronimo for Coach?
He was dead.
Who's Geronimo?
Like and then we'll just scatter some beanie babies
Cheers.
All
Cheers.
Oh, like Cheers. From
like Geronimo. It's like,
from Cheers.
The first guy to ever jump out of a plane. What the hell's wrong with
that? I won't say my order, but I will say this. When I call people, when I call everyone at this table, the person who is the shortest with me by far is always Kevin. It's unbelievable. Like,
Kevin's not a talker.
No,
but I'll call,
he's a lover.
I'll call Rich. Natty will be playing with his kids. Rich will be in the middle of like halfway through an arrest, and he'll just put his Bluetooth in and keep talking.
Listen, how do you arrest somebody from a desk?
Yeah, Joe will be on a job site. And then when I talk to Kevin, Kevin's like, I'm like, hey, Kev, what are you doing? He goes, nothing. I'm like, all right, how you feeling? I'm good. All right, watching the Michael Kay show. I'm going to call you back later. And just hangs up on me.
From the hat. He's at the hat.
You have any idea how tough it is to stop my action figure pay-per-views in progress just to talk to you? Like, I'm putting on a show for the world to see.
You watch
action
Michael
figures.
Kay show?
I watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin's been a guest on there. They've
it's a good show.
They've read your tweets
Natty,
on there.
You wouldn't
or
know.
Right?
You're not home during the afternoon.
Oh, that's right. I have a job.
I listen to it on the radio on the way home.
He's got a job.
I love that show.
Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg.
I want to meet Don LaGreca so bad.
Huh?
Don LaGreca.
He is my favorite.
You
want to
meet him?
The other two, I hate.
Wait, you want
to
meet him?
No, I like them in a different order. No, I used to until I started listening to his show.
You
want to
meet him?
Don LaGreca, I want to meet Don LaGreca so bad.
Who's the other guy?
We can arrange that.
You know why?
Rosenberg.
Because he's like me. He's like, I'm calm. I'm level. I can level-headed this. I can have a normal conversation. And then snap, like me.
LaGreca's the best, hands down.
Easily.
Technical
you guys
difficulties
keep talking.
Here.
No,
we're
power and turn. I was just going to whisper some sweet
music. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
In the meantime, if it's okay.
I can arrange it, too.
We both turned our microphones
Rosenberg
off and they
should
stared
not
at us.
Be doing anything besides working at a gas station.
Wait,
but
what?
But isn't he really big in your world,
yes.
Kevin?
Which is why.
He's huge. And
which
he's
is why
hot
we
97
him.
In the mornings, and then he does wrestling stuff, and then he's... He's a multi.
For somebody with no talent, he gets around more than that.
Wow.
The views
I feel like he's
of
a white apologist.
Big Rich from Jersey do not reflect the views of all four other of the dumb fellas.
I've said it.
If Peter Rosenberg
out loud.
Wants to come on and talk to me about 90s hip hop, I will shut him
and
down.
And he's been a former guest on the Wizards, and his and Don LaGreca's brother Dave is a good friend as well.
Wasn't
so.
Don LaGreca?
No,
Don
he was on the Shenanigans.
We're not gonna. We could throw them.
We
can
talk.
No?
Yeah,
you
verbal,
hear,
verbal Shenanigans. You know why we're gonna talk about them too? Because Mr. Matt.
There it is. Checked out what just happened. Why did Rich just check out? What word did you say to him?
Was it you?
It was you.
It was me?
Maybe both of us.
No, they're doing us a huge favor. Mr. Berlew helped us out. He sent me a nice list of how to promote our podcast.
Oh, good. So if you guys, if you're listening to our podcast and you want to find out how you can also listen to our podcast, we got some great fucking advice for you. Great plug, Natty. That's perfect.
He was nice to us.
But, no, and Berlew's a great guy. Sweet. We love those guys over here.
I miss
Berlew. They're good dudes.
He moved to where his accent fits.
That's very true.
Georgia.
He has more Georgia accent than me. Yeah, and I'm from
and
there.
Yet he's from Virginia, I think, or something.
Is
but,
he?
You
were talking
no,
about Verbal Shenanigans?
Jersey.
Yeah.
No, you're kidding me.
No, he's yeah, from
Verbal
like
Shenanigans is off the air now. The talent left, right?
No, there's they had
they had Don LaGreca on their last show.
That's fine.
I know they did.
Yeah, I have Kevin Garifo on this show.
Boom.
Roasted, bitches.
And me, I'm here, too.
Yeah, it's
question. While we're on this topic, though, because we are talking Rosenberg, there's a little bit of a wrestling background there. We've talked about all that stuff. So, real quick, can you guys go around and explain to the audience what your relationship with professional wrestling is currently?
Mine?
Oh,
everybody.
Joe?
Everybody. So that they know who's in the game and who's not.
So okay. I loved it for absolutely ever. I loved it. I loved wrestling forever. I was a huge Stone Cold Steve Austin in that era, okay?
That's so recent.
But I loved Hulk Hogan. I remember every WrestleMania. And I was off of it for a little while, and I came back when Stone Cold became huge, and we used to have WrestleMania parties like you guys do now. When I first got married to my wife, I stood on the back of my couch for WrestleMania, and my wife threw me two beers, and I cracked open both beers.
Inside the house?
Yes. I broke both fingernails at the same time. I went, ow!
See, that should have been on last week's show.
50 people.
I've done that outside a lot.
I love Stone Cold. I loved that era of wrestling. I watched it. My son was born. I got away from it for a little bit. It came back. He was into it for a while. It's not that I don't love it. I just can't commit the time to it. I still.
But you're disconnected a little further, right?
I'm disconnected.
Okay.
But there's
That's important.
Nothing at all about it that I'm just like, this is so stupid. Like, I think that if I made the time and sat down with my son and watched it, I could totally get back into the characters and everything like that. It's not. I don't hate it at all. It's just
it's fun.
I haven't made time to watch it.
Yeah, but not to call you out, but if you can donate 30 to 32 hours a month watching WWE.
You're right. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can find it.
Find if
it.
They could just
6 hours a week plus a
if they could wrestle during the Yankee game, I would see every single
on the Jumbotron.
Ooh.
It's only 3 hours on Monday, two on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one pay per view a month.
I know the classics.
Two on Thursday.
I don't
count.
Impact.
I can't just.
Well, they can.
I remember. I can go back to when I was a kid when Vince McMahon was the freaking announcer.
Ah.
Okay. And there was one star. Versus a what do you guys call
enhancement talent or a jobber?
So it was like
a jobber,
a nobody,
jobber.
Yeah. That's, a jobber. That's a jobber.
It's what we call Garifo, a jobber.
Yeah. The
Brooklyn
he's
Brawler
a
would get in against Hulk Hogan, and think the Iron Mike Sharp stuff like that. So
R.I.P.
That's where I stand. That's my wrestling background.
That's good to know.
That's Barry Horowitz patting on the back.
I would argue that Rich is still informed, but he's not informed on like the underground stuff. Is that fair to say?
I think I follow like Japan more than you do, stuff like that.
It's possible.
You follow that stuff for real?
Not every week, but like if I hear a match was good, I'll go watch it.
Let me ask
you, if Chris Jericho goes to Japan,
yeah, I watch
it.
Yeah.
Are you watching? This is ignorance. Are you watching what we know as wrestlers today, like in Japan, or is it Japanese wrestling?
Oh no, half the people you see in Japan are from U.S.
Okay,
like they have their own federation, which is good.
Okay.
Mostly WWE.
Old Bump.
Mostly.
I have nothing to...
You have nothing, right?
Nothing.
You're coming in blind on this one?
Well, I saw The Princess Bride, so... That
counts.
Had,
conceivable.
Right. Yeah.
Carrie Ellis.
The giant
cool.
guy. The really big guy.
Huge Robin Wright fan.
Oh, and Billy Crystal. You know Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he was in Goodfellas.
Have fun storming the castle. He was in Goodfellas? Billy Crystal was?
Oh. The one with the cows?
What happened?
Remember what happens when we talk about movies? It doesn't work for my brain.
The worst.
Huh?
What just happened?
You said the
Billy
movie.
Crystal was in Goodfellas with
he
the
was in
City Slickers.
City Slickers.
Oh, wow. That, don't get me wrong. Everyone
well,
always confuses.
Did I just have a stroke?
Goodfellas and City Slickers.
You should start with the side salad.
Remember when they made the sequel to Goodfellas? It's Casino, the chase for Kirby's gold.
You guys remember that scene in Casino when Billy Crystal brings the cow home to the kids?
So I don't know much wrestling.
Hello.
Okay, so you got no background on that stuff. So.
No.
Now, we all know Kevin Garifo.
Knows nothing.
Our resident expert on
wrestling. 50,000.
Dumb and blind.
What is a Shining
King of
Wizard?
Bar shows.
A Shining Wizard is a move. It's a wrestling move. When a guy is on the ground, with his like on his knees.
Ha! Huh.
Whoa, hey-o!
And literally knees or kicks him in the face while he's on his knees. Shining Wizard.
It's on their
they
shirt.
Run up.
Oh.
They pivot off one foot, let's say your left foot, and when the right foot comes up and across and smacks a person in the face.
That seems like that would hurt.
Shirts, KP.
It does.
Who's it? Who's big
AJ
move is
Lee
that?
Used to do it very well.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Shout out
Herb,
to Adam Lucidi. God rest his soul. God rest his soul.
Geez.
Adam,
I'm gonna pour some out for him. Not on the equipment.
I know AJ Lee.
Aww.
I know AJ Lee.
So where is this going? Are we just going to talk about wrestling?
All this
is,
that's okay with me.
All
no,
this
it's
has
worthless.
Led us down a road
all right,
that I'm very happy to bring us to.
Which basically means I'm not going to be participating in what's going to be happening.
Yeah, no, we have a game that I've set up that Rich is knowledgeable, but not...
not an expert.
Not an expert. Joe, older references will work. Natty is a noob. Totally blind going into this thing.
He's a mark. Trust me. So,
no.
We're going to do a game called Zuckerberg. Porn versus Pro. All right.
What
porn,
is it called?
Porn versus Pro.
What's
versus
corn pro. Have to do with it?
So what's interesting what? Is
oh,
we're
like,
going to
do... Like popped?
So we're going to take names of porn stars Everything. And names of indie professional wrestlers and maybe lesser known professional wrestlers. And we're going to have you guys blindly guess which one is which. Now, Kevin is disqualified.
I would have sex with either. Does that count?
Well, Kevin's disqualified because Kevin knows too many professional wrestlers. And I'm disqualified because I know way too many porn stars.
I'm disqualified because I fucked most of them.
You might have one on that list. That's
out of what?
This
will be interesting here.
Wait, did you do show production? Like, you did show prep?
We are prepared for this.
I thought when we went into this, we all agreed that nothing was going to be done for this show.
No, the only thing we agreed is that we had to put Valium in
I'm not even
going to
look at him.
Your second gin of the night had to have a Valium in it in order for us to get through this old bump.
All right, so here we're going to go. We don't have a theme song for this segment, so I'm just going to go.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. I got one. How's that one?
Never heard of it.
That was Stone Cold.
Only we had some people who could improvise on the spot.
All right, you guys ready?
Well, I was going to do it, and somebody yelled, no, wait.
Oh, no, he did.
I want to stun somebody
who ran over a cat.
The WWE has made huge, huge strides in trying to create a more equal environment for women in wrestling. Exactly.
Next, they'll have the... Never mind.
I love the chicks. Next thing you know, they'll be Irish.
They still got paid for... they got a payday for Saudi Arabia, but that's neither here nor there.
No, yeah, you take that and you run. But it's a cash-in thing. They're looking for the lady dollar in wrestling. So there's a lot of the women's. This is how I noticed it, and that's how we established this game, is that so many female wrestlers' names sound vaguely similar to porn star names. So we got some fellas' names in here. We got some ladies' names in here. We're going to start it off. The first one is going to be for handsome Joe Carney.
Oh, so that's how. So we don't all go for it.
No.
Is that my wrestling?
It's going to be porn versus pro.
No.
Right? You have to decide. I read you a name. Tell me if it's porn or pro.
Okay. How am I going to know if I'm right, and how am I going to know if I'm wrong?
We have hot Kevin Joseph Garifo here.
The correct answer will be signaled by this.
Okay. Oh.
And the
money in the bank. Money in the bank.
Comes the money.
And the incorrect answer will be signaled by this.
Okay.
Phenom.
So the first name.
So wait, what are we playing to?
So the list is over.
I'm going to burn through this smallest. This is going to be a recurring segment for us. I have about 15 names.
If someone gets it wrong, do they have a chance to get it right?
That is an interesting
thing.
Well,
if I get it wrong, the next person is going to get it right. It's a 50.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point, Joe. Joe's always thinking.
Joe
is always thinking.
Classic plumber.
Most importantly,
I always get second guess.
Most importantly, does Loser leave town?
Yes, Loser leaves town.
I wish it was a retirement match.
Casket match.
Joe Carney.
Yes.
Porn or pro? Dana Vendetta.
That's easy. That's easy.
That would either be a male wrestler or a female porn star.
No, they're both girls, I think.
Dana Vendetta.
It's one person.
I'll give you the spelling. D-A-Y-N-N-A for Dana Vendetta.
Porn star.
Porn star. He is absolutely correct.
Money in the bank.
All right. We're going to come around now. I've got... now, Rich is not familiar with underground wrestling, so we're going to throw this one at him. Big Rich from Jersey. All right.
Did you just give it away that it was an underground wrestler?
But he's not familiar with that stuff, so this is not a name brand.
Ah, gotcha.
That's all.
Gotcha.
We're giving you an esoteric name.
It's like the no frills.
Big Rich from Jersey. Porn versus pro. Alex Legend.
Oh, Alex Legend.
Wow.
I'm going porn.
Porn? Big Rich is absolutely correct.
You know it!
How about Garifo over here knowing he was right before?
I just know it's not a wrestler, so I have to go with the odds. But it could be a wrestler that I don't even know, which is
Natty
possible.
Natty Bumper Car. Mr. Natty Bumper Car.
Oh, yeah.
So
wait, so they both have 1 point?
They do.
Yes. Kevin is keeping score for us.
So rocking us.
Joe and Rich are doing quite well so far. I want you to keep up the pace here.
Undefeated.
Let's make this a race. Porn versus pro, natty bumper car.
Porn.
Anal Anna. That wasn't my guess. I didn't say anything.
Porn versus pro, natty bumper car.
Porn.
Bailey J.
Oh, wait. What were my options?
Porn versus pro. Is it a porn star or professional wrestler? Bailey J.
So pro is for wrestler, like a professional wrestler. Even if it's underground, that's still professional?
Yes. You get paid? They get paid. Professional wrestler.
And you were
8 minutes in, he's starting to get with
porn,
the game.
You were porn. You were pro. I'm going to go porn because odds. They said pro. What is it? I just said porn. I'll say that one.
Christ, bumper car.
Porn.
Okay, listen, you're doing the 50. You're doing a nice true that looks like a false right now. So tell us what your decision is.
What's your answer?
Say one word.
All right. Natty is correct.
Wait,
it's a
really?
Porn star, right?
And Bailey J
really,
is a
really
transgender porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be a shaved head. Oh.
Really hot. You would like it.
He looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You would like it.
But then, oh, God.
Here we go. She shaved the goatee.
This one's a fun one. We're back to Joe
this
Carney.
This is a horse race.
Joe Carney, porn versus pro, Danny Mountain.
Spell Danny.
D-A-N-N-Y.
Now use it in a sentence.
Danny Mountain.
Wrestler, pro.
Joe Carney's absolutely right.
Wow.
Nope, just kidding. That's a porn star. Very close, though, man.
You had me, like, that's one of the. I was like,
yeah,
what?
No, Danny Mountain. Yeah.
Female?
Danny Mountain? No, Danny Mountain is a male porn star. I did lucky. Do a lot of weird Google searches on this one. My library card is about to be revoked.
No. We're not gender
that's
biased.
You didn't
here,
listen
right?
to the
KP Burke.
You still have them?
Made this equality.
Google?
I got caught looking at the computer porn the other night. It was embarrassing. Now I'm not allowed back in Staples.
What happened?
Go ahead, Richard.
Wait, how many did you have in the back of your head? Oh.
Wait, you have a joke like that? Go ahead.
But I got a brand new Christmas jacket.
Oh, if you listened to the last episode, you just got...
There it is.
Boom.
That was teased.
He just got...
Bung.
Way to be, cheese.
All right.
Big Rich from Jersey.
Cheese.
Talk to me.
Maybe you know this one. Maybe you don't. We'll find out.
He doesn't know.
Porn versus pro. Sonja Dutt.
What?
Sonja Dutt.
Oh, pro wrestler.
Pro wrestler. Never mind. Rich
that
knew
wasn't
that one.
Fair. He
doesn't
knew.
Doesn't feel fair at all, does it?
Sorry.
Good friend. Shout out to Sonjay Dutt.
Natty Bumper Car.
Joe, you're in third place.
Porn versus pro.
You guys are tied for third place.
Natty Bumper Car.
I haven't gone yet, so I still have the... Yeah.
Carmella. Porn or pro?
Is this one name?
My college girlfriend.
Carmella?
Yes.
You see, it's the first third situation.
Jesus fucking Christ, Carmella. I said I was fucking sorry. I'm fucking watching a little porn.
I said they were tied for third place when there's only three people.
just this is a serious situation. We're talking about pornography.
It's just Carmella?
Carmella.
Yes, that's it. Carmella.
Call her Mel.
Carmella.
Calm. You're banging a priest, Carmella. I asked for a pizza,
can
not
it,
a priest.
Can it be a trick question? Can it be both?
There's a name on here that is both.
Oh, my God.
Carmella is not one of them.
That's because Carmella is a pro.
Natty Bumper Car.
Carmella.
Wait, is that...
She spells her name.
A little stutter.
She is the now princess Joseph. Of
she
Staten
is the current SmackDown's Women's Champion.
She is.
Joe Carney.
Wait.
Christopher. Go ahead.
Joe Carney.
You say Carmella.
JT.
What's up? What the fuck is pussy?
Now we're talking here. All right. Mandy Rose, porn or pro?
Porn star.
Joe is wrong. Mandy Rose.
That is
a
Dustin
wrestler.
Rhodes' granddaughter.
Not even remotely close.
Not even remotely close. No. The American dream.
You see, the thing is, Zach got.
That's a professional wrestler?
Mandy Rose.
Yep.
She's
Kevin
Grifo,
do
as
a
well.
Do a Dusty Rhodes impersonation.
I can't do it.
The American Dream.
The American Dream.
Dusty Rhodes. That's what it is.
This
like
is
that.
What
right?
It is, yeah, baby. Yeah.
This is what it is.
See, I tell you right now, we're gonna do the Dusty finish.
See,
which is somebody comes in the ring and breaks up the pinfall at the count of two,
And then it's a whole big smile, daddy.
See, they don't let you do this stuff on Shining Wizards, do they?
Because I'm not very good at it. And it's the fact that I did it here, I'm practicing here for that, basically. Thanks, Johnny.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I want you
wow.
to do, I want
no,
you
no,
to
no,
do
I'll tell you
your
why.
Undercard. You just undercard.
No,
I'll tell you why,
baby.
I'm staying in character right now.
I want Rich McDonald to do Natty Bumper Car smack talking as a wrestler. That's what I want to hear.
How about Dusty Rhodes and Natty Bumper Car go back and forth?
Ladies.
Next one I will. Next one I will.
I'm
getting
not
over a
smell
throat.
What you're cooking
well,
because
tell
you're
something,
a terrible
Mr.
Bump- cook.
I'm Mr.
What
Bumper
are you
car.
Doing with your eyebrow? That's a stupid eyebrow.
Mr. Bumper Car, you're getting a little too big for your britches right now.
What's a britches?
And I just want to say, daddy.
Big britches from Joyce.
Let's get back to porn versus pros, baby.
You feeling tough? Come to Coffee Can Alley.
Oh, I was raised
I
on
like
coffee cans.
What time of you?
It's the heart dungeon.
Now I know. Now that I know that I could do it.
You're right there.
We'll smack
Wait,
you
what's
down.
The score real quick? That says
it is.
Here.
All right. Natty has two.
Oh.
Rich has two.
Oh.
Joe has one.
Oh.
Instead right. of SmackDown, why don't we do Hug Up?
Big Rich McDonald.
Talk to me.
Wait,
Joe
missed
another one? Porn versus pro.
Yes.
Adriana Chechik. Porn versus pro.
What's the name?
Porn.
Porn. Big Rich is correct. Adriana Chechik.
Why are you deleting it?
Lou.
That's how I know which names to keep going with.
So he doesn't ask
Why are you
again?
Looking at the names already?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, that I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, nah.
There's
come
no,
on,
there's no indicator. There's no indicator on the names.
But you could Google it.
I could Google it if
is,
I was.
No, this game is under protest right now.
A
Natty's
phone,
cheating.
I'm not holding a phone.
Big Richie's not cheating. Natty's cheating.
We're not even
bullshit.
One game into porn versus pro, and Natty's.
Natty's ruining it.
You guys are.
That's no good, baby. You ain't a heel. You are a natural baby face.
Natty Bumper Car. Natty Bumper Car. Porn versus pro.
Bunch of busters.
Porn versus pro, Riley Reed. Porn versus pro, Natty Bumper Car, Riley Reed.
Porn.
I'm sorry, what?
Say it louder, please.
Porn.
He's not saying it.
You're saying a shorter version of the word. What's the full word?
Porn.
Porn star. Riley Reed is a porn star.
Really?
Arguably
beautiful
the best.
Beautiful tattoo down her spine.
Wait, you how to see this?
Is
not fair.
You know we did.
She's in a,
you know
she's
stuff
in a,
and you
she's
know
in one called Stepdaughter.
What's up?
They know these
we gave,
things.
We gave them not enough credit knowing wrestling, but we didn't give them enough credit knowing porn.
It's tough. We're going to continue to
not
evolve
them,
this
not
one.
You. Not you, yeah, Bumper Car.
And you should know that I'm guessing on all of these, and I have 3 points.
Yeah.
Except you've never said
winning.
The word porn yet. All you go is, not pro.
Why do we accept that?
What?
I get what you're saying.
I accepted it because I heard porn from my angle.
Yeah.
So you've heard Natty say the word porn.
Just now. It sounded like
How
porn
many times
me.
Have you heard the...
Yeah,
Natty said the word porn.
Kevin
it sounded like porn to me.
Kevin and all 6 of our listeners have
so
heard.
So Natty's voice sounds like porn to you.
All day, every day.
All right.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy. That's what I want
to
hear.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to take that pinfall, Lex Luger. I don't care what you say.
Joe Carney.
Okay, Joe Carney.
Porn versus
I
pro.
That's
behind.
Like Tweety Bird.
I
got to
come
Dusty from
behind.
You do. So we're going to give you an interesting one here. Joe Carney. Porn versus pro. S.A. Rios.
Wrestler.
Excellent. Yeah, right
that
away
was
on that
easy.
One.
Easy.
But his other name was Poppy Chulo.
And Aguilar.
Oh, really?
And what everyone forgets is that was
Lita,
who's a Hall of Famer, started as the escort down the ring for him.
She was
she
the prostitute.
Quickly eclipsed him.
Yep.
Big Rich from Jersey.
And she went with the Hardy Boys.
That's right. There
she
you
did.
Go.
That's correct.
And then Edge.
It sounds like you guys know too much.
Big
she
Rich
left
from
Matt
Jersey.
Hardy for Edge when he was hurt.
A bitch.
Big Rich from
what?
Jersey.
Is that when he was in the vampire stage? When he was
no,
no. After yeah. when he was a rated R superstar.
Wait, he was a vampire?
Yes.
Edge started as a vampire.
I'm gonna give you my passport. You're gonna study.
What's his brother's name?
Christian.
Christian. Thank you.
Fake brother.
Fake brother. Yeah. Like Cain and.
Like us are brothers.
Oh, I think
I'm
I
saying
I
not by birth, by choice.
Wow, you just hurt Joe. That hey, buddy. Me and you.
Put your hand down.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I take it back because earlier I had a plate of wings and I had 2 wings left and I said, "Hey Joe, you want a wing?"
No, you said you want wings.
I said wing.
Joe grabbed one wing with each hand and shoved them both in his mouth.
Did a mariachi dance. Look at me! Look at me! And I turned around and I had a clean plate. I
well,
was so sad.
This is all I can say is the wings are delicious here at the Brown Bear Pub down here in West Orange, New Jersey.
Enough to ruin a friendship over.
No,
totally
no, no. It's where a friendship was made because Mr. Big Rich from Jersey gave me a wing.
Big Rich from Jersey, porn versus pro.
Go ahead.
Mickey James.
Oh.
Porn versus pro. We will only accept one answer.
What do you think, Natty?
I don't have any idea.
I know the answer.
Wait, you do?
Yeah.
Porn versus pro, Big Rich from Jersey. What do you have for Mickey James?
I'm going with Mickey James, the professional wrestler.
Unfortunately, this is wrong because Mickey James is both a professional wrestler and a former porn star.
But
so
I have to give him the...
We can award him a half a point.
Because her name wasn't Mickey James when she was doing porn.
Oh, we're getting all technical
what was it?
Now.
She did porn and then became a wrestler. Or a kind of vice air in intertwined.
Oh, so
what was
on
your
the same
answer?
Trajectory.
Is that when she was obsessed with John Cena?
Way prior.
All
right. What was your answer?
We're getting into the high heat here.
All right, last couple of ones.
Joe has a chance to talk. Is it Joe's turn?
No, it's my turn.
Natty Bumper Car.
All questions are 5 points.
Yes.
Wait, but did Joe?
Natty Bumper Car.
Wait, did you give Rich half his point?
I'm not giving anyone. He's not getting a point for that.
No, I don't get a point.
Oh.
That's actually a bad job on KP.
Oh.
No, he threw a swerve in there. He kept keeping on the
swerve.
Are all three horses not currently in the race?
They're in the race.
See?
No.
How many questions are left?
We got a couple left.
Okay, so that's two.
Two.
So that means
a couple means a half a dozen
okay.
for me.
It means until he gets tired.
We can do a lightning round, too.
Lightning round
can happen as well.
Let's do lightning round after this one.
Then we'll do lightning round.
Natty Bumper Car.
Get through his questions.
Just pro. The name was Peyton Royce.
Peyton Royce is obviously a professional wrestler.
Wow, I was not expecting you to get that
I
one right.
You were for sure going
to
say porn.
He's absolutely correct.
I'm sick of saying that dirty word.
Right, so Natty's got four. Rich has three. I have two.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're heading down to the final ones here.
All questions from here worth double five points.
Joe Carney.
Are there three questions left? So it can all be worth five, so it could be anyone's game or no?
I think that's
why don't we do that? That's a great idea, actually. So,
you can wager.
Oh, wait, how do you do that?
We should have thought this through a lot earlier.
How do you wager?
Joe Carney.
Yeah.
Porn versus pro.
Wow. We'll just
Jay Lethal.
Spell J.
J-A-Y.
Porn.
Joe Carney is wrong. Jay Lethal is a professional wrestler.
Google Black Machismo. Do yourself a favor.
Absolutely.
He does a great Macho Man impression, too.
Woo! I'll spell it wrong and get
That's
some sort
Flair.
Of dessert.
I know.
Black Machismo.
But you should also do that.
Woo!
What does he do? He does great Macho Man and Ric Flair impersonations. What are the most viewed things on YouTube is Jay Lethal and Ric Flair going back to back.
No, I think it's two women, one cup.
That's right. And on Impact Wrestling, TNA.
Huh?
All
right.
That's so long, though. They're probably not girls anymore. It is two women, one cup.
Okay. Next one up is Handsome Rich McDonald.
You know it.
Porn versus pro.
Natty, though. I'm out of this.
Porn versus pro.
Great job, though.
Shut up.
Damon Dice.
That sounds hot. I'm going to go with porn.
Rich McDonald would be correct. That is a porn star.
Oh,
Dice.
No.
Okay. He is currently on
Damon
the
Dice.
He's on the Blacked website.
He's on next week's episode of the Dumb
I think
Fellas.
He's a white fella. I'm pretty sure he's a white fella.
So wait, Rich
Damon
has
Dice?
Rich, eight.
You guys are tied at four.
No, he has eight.
No, but I didn't do the whole points thing yet.
That was five, was it?
Is that what
just move on.
Just move on, yeah.
All right, so we're in a head-to-head competition at this point.
I'm going to go ahead and Joe is out, and we're going to go into a head-to-head with KP and Rich.
Okay.
Sorry, pal.
On that note, we're going to go into this one.
Don't go refill yourself.
Where are you going?
Natty Bumper Car.
Yes.
Porn versus Pro.
Joe, thanks for playing.
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon?
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon is a professional wrestler.
That's outstanding. I feel like you cheated on this one.
How could I possibly
cheat?
Because he
keeps going over his computer going, hold on, I think we broke
this. This is not a bar trivia league. We don't need to cheat.
Okay. Right back at it with Rich McDonald now.
I just won.
You didn't win anything.
Right back at it with Rich McDonald. If he can answer your shot here, we're going to continue
the game.
Big Rich from Jersey.
No, if you already have one planned.
I have one planned.
Okay, go for it. Do it.
I do. Porn versus pro.
You have a 50-50
for Big
chance.
Rich from Jersey. Kevin Stokes.
That's not fair, I don't feel like. I feel like that's too basic of a name. I feel like he knows and he's acting.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a professional wrestler.
What if it's a professional wrestler who also does porn?
Well, then Rich is going to have to decide on that.
What if it's a professional wrestler who also does porn, right?
Porn.
And then also is a member of this podcast. It's going to be some deep Googling on old Shining Wizards Kevin here. Because Kevin Stokes is the stage name of Kevin Garifo. So every chick he ever banged.
You did porn?
You better believe it, man.
No.
How many staples?
I saw Kevin Stokes in a ring get slapped by Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
No, what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
He used to be something.
Kevin Stokes?
Kevin Stokes right there.
That was my professional wrestling managerial license name.
You were a manager.
But I was
Let me tell you, he got the crowd so angry at him that the local police officers had to push the crowd back.
No,
that's 100% true. Throwing things at him.
No, he's not like he's embellishing a little bit, but it's really true.
Hand up.
Really?
True statement.
Did you know him then?
Yeah,
of course I know. He's Kevin,
but he wasn't. But the local police, they kind of knew me. I guess.
Who didn't?
Were
know
you?
Kevin Stokes?
Were you police then?
Yeah.
He was there.
I didn't go as far as you did, but when I was in high school, we all had to come up with professional wrestling names and finishing moves, and I had one.
What was your finishing move?
What was it?
You want to know?
I do.
Okay, I can describe it and everything. My wrestling name was Propane.
Oh, all right.
Propane.
That's actually really good.
That's a good
name.
And
my finishing move was called And Justice for All. And it was like a...
if your name is Propane, why wouldn't your move be Deadly Gas?
Yeah.
Or the gas leak.
Oh, Natty, keep it
Why'd
clean.
Why'd you ruin this?
Because that's what I do.
You don't ruin that.
All right, so Natty, if you were a professional wrestler, your name, your finishing move.
Pig Fister. I have no idea. I didn't know we were going to be doing that's not.
All right, think about it. Google yourself and see what comes up.
All right, KP Burke, you got a wrestling name?
KP.
The one we used as kids growing up was I was Mac Daddy. That was my nickname as a kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my finishing move is probably the hashtag me too. I think that's how I would do it.
Oh my God, Al Roker.
That's
all right. So I think it's safe to say that the results of porn versus pro is a tie between Natty Bumpercar and Rich McDonald with Joe finishing in a distant third.
It's important. It's important because in porn versus pro, there are no winners. There's never going to be a winner. It's a terrible game.
It's an awesome game. And we're going
to
do it again.
I have to win now.
Huh?
And by the way, if they're both tied for first, I came in second.
That's a good point.
What I think we could do moving forward is if you...
I won because he didn't get a final...
Well, he got Kevin Stokes.
All right, I'm going under protest. You never even said the word porn. You went...
I said something that rhymed with corn.
Yeah. Huh? Natty wouldn't answer. He just started playing the tuba into the fucking microphone.
You're all jealous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another great episode. We appreciate you having us in your lives, listening. Is that the... I thought that was Sanford and Son.
No.
Next time, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that we have no idea what we've planned yet. But thank you for taking the journey with us.
Yes.
And this is what we do, and we can't wait. And if you do have ideas, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on the Twitter.
Leave a review. And
just remember, as Fred Sanford says during sex, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Joe Kearney.
She's already dead.
He was a weirdo.
Anybody want to share how people can follow you, get in touch, or you have anything to share, go now.
I stopped recording a while ago.
We talked about it. Very sorry, but I paid a lot of money to be in the Cape Fear Comedy Festival, so I'm going to plug it. I'm going to be in the Cape Fear Comedy Festival from Wednesday through Saturday, first week of March. Very happy to be there. Then I'm coming right back up. I'm in the Roast Battle Tournament at the Stand in May. Oh, man, I fucked everything
up.
Sorry.
I'm like, we missed it.
I've been drinking.
2 months ago?
But yeah. Check us out on the Roast Masters thing. If I go far in it, it'll be fun. If not, these guys are going to torture me, so that'll also be fun.
Where can they find you?
For those who don't know KP, if you want to follow him, just follow all his ex-girlfriend's bookings because he'll be on every show with her for the next 2 months.
That's right.
Yep. Stalker.
Where can they find you, Kevin?
That's creepy, dude.
At Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. Of course, I'm pretty sure you get to it, but I'll spoil it. At Dumbfellas Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, all across the board. And Shining Wizards Podcast at Wizards Podcast. So thank you very much. Woo!
Woo! Dumb Kid Joe on Twitter. McDonald and Carney on Facebook, McDonaldandCarney.com. Mac and I, we're doing Kane College, right? We got Kane College May 19th, right?
May 19th. It's a university.
That's a local
now.
Yeah, university. It's a university King now. University.
It's colleges, baby.
Oh, they've been seen in clubs and colleges
all
around
over
the area.
The place. Yeah.
And I am Natty Bumpercar, and I'm your best friend. See ya.
All right. At this point, Natty's going to eventually hit the stop button, and we're no longer going to be recording the podcast, and then it's just going to drift off into like a song. And then you're not going to hear us pretty much talk anymore. And then you're going to have to go to the next episode through our iTunes.
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumpercar at Natty Bumpercar, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.